The tyrant Karen of the country is at it again. Just about a year ago, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued her emergency public health proclamation, which included a complete and total ban on lawful concealed carry in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. Lawful, I say, because it did nothing for criminals, because criminals still are criminals regardless of any unconstitutional edict from the Queen. It was her attempt to be the best gun-grabbing governor in the country, or rather, the most tyrannical Karen, I guess. As a result, Grisham was sued immediately, and in an attempt to save face, she amended her order to only prohibit concealed carry at public parks and playgrounds. And she did that because she was getting sued and hoped that the judge would go easy on her. Well, a federal judge restricted that order even further, ruling that public parks are not sensitive places, according to text history and tradition, while allowing her edict to remain in effect when it comes to playgrounds, which was absolutely baffling because they're not sensitive places either. So, in other words, you can protect yourself and your children at a park, but not at a playground. Yeah, interesting. Crazy. Guys, there's still time to get in our giveaway, blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Hit the lower left-hand bubble there, and we're going to give away $1,776 to one lucky winner. You can enter by simply purchasing some coffee. The more you spend, the more entries you get, but head over to blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Use my code GNG10 to save 10% all the time. And not only will you get some great coffee, but you'll be entered to win some good cash. And don't forget, we support those gun groups such as Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition with their corresponding line of product. You buy one of those or 10 of those, we send $2 for each product sold with their likeness on it right back to those groups so they can continue suing idiots like Michelle Lujan Grisham. So that's our way to help and give back every single month. And don't forget our newest product we just released. And don't forget our newest product, our ready-to-drink coffees in blueberry latte and cold brew. You can pre-order some right now to get them before everyone else. We've been working for a long time on these, and I can't wait for you to try them. Now, Grisham called lawmakers back to Santa Fe yesterday in a special session to deal with crime and homelessness. Now, Grisham is urging lawmakers to consider longer minimum sentences for felons in possession of firearms, indicating she wants a minimum of a 9-year prison sentence with no reductions for good behavior. The same law, felon in possession, that is currently under attack in the court system because it's unconstitutional. It doesn't pass the text, history, and tradition test that the Supreme Court said is the only test when it comes to government restrictions on the Second Amendment. Now, the governor also pointed to thousands of cases that have been dismissed in recent years over competency questions, including many that involve violent felonies. And you know what? I agree with her on that. Judges need to stop being so damn lenient. It is important to note that her gun control order has done absolutely nothing to lower violent crime, as most violent crimes in Albuquerque have sharply increased. She's also quietly extended her emergency public health order that makes playgrounds in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County gun-free zones. Remember, she said she was only going to do this for a couple weeks when she initially did this back in September, but we're approaching the one-year mark. Yeah. When they tell you who they are, believe them. The lawsuits against her and her unconstitutional edict are still ongoing. The next one, or rather the one that's getting a hearing soonest, Fort v. Grisham, which is scheduled for oral arguments in late September. But if you live in New Mexico, and I know some folks who watch this channel are residents of New Mexico, You got to put pressure on your representatives. I understand that is a Democrat stronghold in certain areas, but you got to put pressure on them regardless. Don't care if they don't want to hear from you. You're their boss. Put some pressure on these folks. And for the ones that are pro-gun, you need to ask them, why is it taking you a year? Why hasn't this been stopped yet? You've had almost a year, so get on them. I appreciate y'all. Just want to give you this heads up from the tyrant Karen of New Mexico, and we'll see what happens here as these lawsuits progress. I appreciate y'all. Don't forget, $1,776 will be given away to one lucky customer of Blackout Coffee. We'll choose the winner probably the first week of August so that everybody gets their stuff in and gives us time to calculate and tabulate and then pick a rando. Remember, everybody, you are your own first responder, whether the government likes it or not. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Our rights do not end on imaginary dotted lines on a map or somewhere where some wannabe king or queen sprinkles some pixie dust to keep everybody safe. It's us, we the people, that keep everybody safe. Take care.